Wednesday on Current State means it's time for Neighbors in Action, when we feature people and organizations working to make Greater Lansing a better place. Today we talk to a new Lansing organization working to help homeless women with an often unmet need, feminine hygiene supplies. To learn more about helping women, period, we welcome Amy Stevenson and Lizney Tate, the two women behind the effort. Welcome to Current State.
Good morning.
Nice hit in the State Journal this morning, too. You guys are off to the races. You just launched in January, but you've received an awful lot of support, really pretty much out of the chute. How do you account for this?
Well, Lizney and I are fortunate enough to know a lot of people in the community from previous volunteer projects and school communities, and they've just been very receptive to our initiative, including the Lansing State Journal, area TV stations, and other online media.
$5,000 in donations after an event just yesterday morning, I understand. Pretty well-attended event in Rio Town.
Yes.
Well, where did this idea come from, Amy?
In January, Lizney and I had read some online articles over the course of a couple weeks, and it brought to our attention the need from various communities of homeless women, women in shelter, that a dire need that they have that a lot of people are not aware of are feminine hygiene products. So folks think to donate coats, they think to donate soup or macaroni and cheese, but they don't think to donate these necessary items. And so after reading the article, we felt compelled that locally we could do something to reach out to these women and raise some funds and get products to the various charity partners in the area to distribute those items.
And Lizney, what have you learned since you started this organization about the struggles homeless women or low-income women face when they're on their periods?
I've learned that it really hits a chord with people. There were so many people yesterday that had tears in their eyes saying, I can't even imagine being alone or in this situation without access to any products. And I think it hits people because we've been in that situation where we've had, you know, a surprise or something, and we don't have access, and that's a little scary, but thinking about it on a regular daily basis, I mean, it's part of life. It's part of who makes you human, and it's sad that our government or whoever can't take care of that. Mm. So,
Lizney Tate is the co-founder of Helping Women, period, a new Lansing nonprofit that provides feminine hygiene supplies to local shelters and transitional housing facilities. We're joined by fellow co-founder Amy Stevenson as well. Amy, are the shelters in Lansing typically running out of these supplies on a regular basis?
Yes, they are. A lot of their clientele are obviously women, and they're women of childbearing age. And what we've learned from talking to Haven House, to Eve's House, to a lot of other different charity partners is around the holidays, they get a lot of donations of various types, but by February, March, or April, a lot of things are running low, and especially feminine hygiene products. But the demand is always there because of the demographic that they serve. So they're elated.
What kind of impact does it have on a woman's life when she doesn't have access?
Well, one issue, it's a dignity issue. And what I read in the article that I couldn't unknow after I read that is there's just no dignity in feeling that desperate for such a necessary item. Mm-hmm. So one impact from the shelter that we've learned is when a woman is on a real strict household budget, they pay for food for their children, they keep the lights on, and this is just an item that often comes last. And so the impact it would have is just a lot of stress. And lack of dignity. And I think that's what compelled us to act, is that no woman should be put in this situation.
Tell us a little bit more about your fundraising effort yesterday morning. A pretty good response.
It was an amazing response. We originally had started this whole idea with doing maybe 30 people and maybe raising $400. And
What'd you raise yesterday?
$3,000. Yeah. And it just snowballed. We posted it on Facebook on one day, and 2 days later we had to change the venue because we had too many people.
Oh, nice problem. Nice problem to have. What's the next step? How will you distribute the dollars and the product?
Our next steps are to continue to reach out to our charity partners, which we've had some time to do, but not as much as we would like, to find out what can they store, what do they have space for, and what means is it best to distribute the items. We've had a tremendous donation of bags so that we can distribute these items discreetly, especially for the homeless community, to make sure the bags are waterproof. So we'll reach out to those charity partners, find out what they need, find out how often they need it, and how they can store it. And we're going to start ordering it and turning around the product very quickly. We have an army of volunteers who've offered to drive the products as they come in to our charity partners throughout the month. So as soon as we just take a few days to catch our breath, we're going to start ordering products and getting them out to folks, which we actually already did yesterday. A lot of the charity partners that attended took hundreds of items with them to take back to their charities. So it started as of yesterday, but in full force in a couple weeks, we'll start getting things out.
I have to ask, to what extent does this resonate with men, though? I mean, are men sensitive to this, or there's an awareness raising that needs, is there an awareness raising process involved?
Well, there were three men at our event yesterday, so I consider that a success.
Three out of
our husbands, and one was another gentleman, but we still will take that as a success. A story that was shared with us yesterday by one of our partners through the Greater Lansing Housing Coalition is they do a parenting educational meeting as part of their transitionatory process for their clients. And one was a gentleman with three teenage daughters, and he received some of these products as part of that class. And he is a single parent, just like any single parent on a fixed budget, and he was incredibly gracious for the donation. That's a huge amount out of your budget with three teenage girls. So we don't look at it as just a woman's issue. It's a parent's issue, and it's a community issue. And I don't think it does as much, honestly, but I still think it can greatly impact anyone's life who's responsible for a family.
What are your plans for moving forward with the organization? You haven't been at this very long, just January. Are you planning more fundraisers, for example?
Yes. Yes, we would like to do one that's in the evening, and that's more what we were talking about, some family-friendly events, because there are a lot of women who wanted to be there yesterday, but they have young kids and they couldn't get away. And we'd like to do something quarterly. And
yeah. What kind of connection did you have with social service providers prior to this effort? Has this been an opportunity for you to learn more about the social service networks that exist in the Lansing area?
I personally have done what a lot of people have done and have dropped off donations at shelters. I've participated in can drives, but I would say this will give us a much deeper opportunity to understand the services they provide to their clients. But historically, I'm in the marketing field, and I've not had extensive interaction with social service agencies, no.
To what extent do you rely on volunteers here in the early going, Lizney?
Oh, a huge extent.
How many do you have?
I think we lost count yesterday, but we have a database started of folks who have stepped up to say, I'm willing to drive. What can I do? We have a Girl Scout troop in Okemos, Troop 161, that my daughter's a member of. They'll help distribute and sort the items and get them into bags. But I think just from people through Facebook and at the event, easily I could say 30 to 40 people have volunteered to distribute the products, help with thank you notes, all different capacities. So the response has been amazing.
And if people are hearing about this right now who would like to lend a hand, how do they connect with you?
They can connect. We have a Gmail address, which is helpingwomenperiod@gmail.com, or we're also on Facebook at Helping Women Period.
Are you aware of other efforts like yours anywhere? This is the first effort like this I've become aware of.
We did some brief research just online, and there is an organization in New York who we love their website and would hope to model ours after theirs when we get to that stage. There are pockets of them, but I do think it's a growing trend. In the New York Times article and in the Huffington Post, there's even a TED Talk on the subject. So I think it's out there, but I think it's in its infancy, and it's very small in scale at this point.
We want to thank you for joining us here today. We've been talking with two Lansing area neighbors in action, Amy Stevenson and Lizney Tate, the founders of the new Lansing nonprofit Helping Women Period, which provides feminine hygiene supplies to shelters for homeless and low-income women. Continued success. You're off to the races. We wish you the best.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us at KAR Current State and tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do.